This podcast is brought to you by Julius Meinl Coffee. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Right now, we are joined by Adelaide United's Ben Halloran. Ben, it's great to have you on the show.
Great to be here.
Ben, the Wanderers are coming up against you on Friday night. What have you improved on this week heading into this match after that loss against Sydney FC?
Well, it's been a pretty short turnaround, so we haven't had much of an opportunity to work on too much so tactically. But against Sydney, we were just a bit flat, I think, given the schedule. But, I mean, every club has to deal with that at the moment. So we're just looking to sharpen up. And I think Western Sydney aren't in the best form at the moment. So I think if we just tighten up at the back and can be a bit more clinical up front, then I think we can get away with the win.
Ben, it's Athos here, and you mentioned that tight, hectic schedule. As the fans, we love it, but as I understand, when you were playing in Germany in the Bundesliga and the Bundesliga 2, they take quite a few weeks off this time of year. So how have you adapted to this hectic schedule this time of the year?
Yeah, it's been a bit odd because in Germany, you'd always get a couple of weeks off over Christmas and New Year's and then have somewhat of a smaller pre-season and kick things off again in February, but there were also periods when I was there that you'd have something similar to this. You'd have cup games, midweek games. And I'm kind of used to having this many games after one another. But I guess January here as well, it's pretty bloody hot. So definitely not easy, even if I have had the experience before.
And just touching on the tight turnaround and looking ahead, do you think that with the Asian Champions League in mind, it gives teams like yourself who are in the top six an opportunity to capitalise on the extra games that a Sydney FC and a Melbourne Victory might be having?
Yeah, I think so. I guess we're just, especially playing against a team like Western Sydney, they're below us. We want to create a bigger gap between us and the teams below us. I think our goal at this point of the season is to finish in the top six, and then if we can get a run of games where we win a few, then I think we can definitely push to be in the top three at the end of the season.
We are, of course, speaking with Adelaide United's Ben Halloran here on Evenings on FNR. And Ben, Adelaide United has been renowned for quite a number of years now of having multiple goal scorers all over the park. We've seen yourself and Craig Goodwin really leading the lines. Is that element of having a multitude of goal scorers something that's really emphasised internally?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, unfortunately, Baba Diawara has been injured for the majority of the season. He's an important player for us. There's no one really in the team that's a recognised goal scorer that's going to score 20, 30 goals in a season. So it is important that players have been putting their hands up and we've been kind of sharing the goals around.
And, of course, you yourself have gotten on the score sheet quite some time. Is that something that you aspired to do or really contribute to the team on that front when you joined this year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm an attacking player, so I want to, that's my area of the pitch is to try and score goals and help set up goals. So I'm trying to do that every week. Haven't scored in a few games now, so I'm hoping to change that when we play Western Sydney.
And you had a stint over in Germany, as we mentioned, and in Japan. Two countries praised for their incredibly efficient football systems and youth development. What are some of the things that you took out of your time playing overseas?
Yeah, plenty of things. I mean, the thing I probably remember the most about Germany is just the incredible depth there. They have, I think, close to 10 leagues, and even if you go and play against a 7th or an 8th division team, the facilities are still world-class, and they have junior teams at that level as well. So I found that quite fascinating coming from Australia, where things are still quite young here. And in Japan, I think just the work ethic and the kind of the collectivist nature of Japanese people, the way it's reflected on the pitch, how they're so polite and respectful, that's really reflected on the pitch, what I found really quite interesting when I was there.
And Ben, talking about youth and young players, Adelaide United have quite a couple of young players that have come into the fold. What have you made of the talent there in South Australia?
Yeah, well, we've got three or four young boys have been with us since day one of pre-season, and they're all knocking on the door at training and have been kind of on the fringe and involved in a couple of games so far. So, yeah, I've been really impressed with them so far, and I think given the schedule we have and the amount of games coming up, I'm sure we'll see a couple of them out on the pitch sooner rather than later.
And Ben, you did leave the A-League in your first stint in 2014. And upon your return, have you felt there's been a change in quality? Has there been much improvement since you last played here?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think the calibre of players coming out now, you know, you can't just be a washed out, you know, player from Europe and just come out here and dominate the league. That just doesn't really happen anymore. Players come out here at a good age and they still have a point to prove. And I think the league's definitely gone from strength to strength in the last couple of years.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for joining us on Evenings on FNR, and we wish you all the very best for your upcoming game against the Western Sydney Wanderers.
Thanks, no worries.
That was Adelaide United's Ben Halloran joining us there on Evenings on FNR.